Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special Swiss Rabbi memory with Sheikh Yu, Moshe Beshtem Reiso, Moshe Mordechai. And it's based on the Torah of the Rosh Hashiva, HaKoyin, Machanu Konstad Zetzal. Shiva Shiva is called Torah. And we learn the Sugya of B'din Basar Meikora, Baba Kama, Daf Yitzayin, and Beis Bay Rav, a famous Sugya. Darsal klibalo shavartim nizgagu mokamachav nishbar mau. This person steps on a kli and he doesn't break it, and it rolls somewhere else and then it breaks. Basar meikana zlina v'gufehu. Do we say that we go basar meikara, and therefore we say that it's from his body and he has to pay full damages? Or do we say basar tavramana zlina, we go after when it was broken, when it was broken? And the mela was only broken after it rolled away, so it's tsroas. It has a din of like when pebbles come out from under the animal's foot and causes harm. It's only chatzi. Tishot mahot mele midarabu. Dama rabu zarakli mirosh agago b'achav yishavrim makel potur damrin le. Manasvirato b'ar. Look, if you throw a kli from the top of the roof, somebody on the bottom knocks it with a makel, the guy in the bottom is putter. Why? Because we tell him that it's manas svira tova. He was breaking an already broken kli. Since this kli was on its way down, to being broken, so when the guy in the bottom smashes it, he's breaking a broken kli. Manas svira tova. And from this, Rava could have proven that Basar Meikara is lina. Why is it considered a broken kli? It's considered a broken kli because the second the guy dropped it from the roof, it's already considered broken, so you go Basar Meikara. And Mela here also, the Tchilas Maisa Nezik was Begufa Shela Behema. The beginning of this Nezik, this animal who stepped on the kli, and then it rolled, and then it broke. So since the Tchilas Maisa Nezik was Gufa Shela Behema, is Chayiv Nezik Shalim. Because just like there we say Basar Mana Tvira Tava, because it's broken already from the time it was dropped, so to here, it was already considered broken from the time that the animal steps on the kli. So why didn't Rava answer from this case of Rabba? And says the Gemara, the Rabbah Pshita Le Rabbah Mabayle. The Rabbah's Pashit, to go Basar Meikar, but the Rava wasn't sure. The explanation of the Shaila, according to Rava, apparently is that there's a Safek be Yisoid Chiyuv Nezikin Shebetorah. And the foundation of the Chiyuv Nezikin in the Torah, the Safek is the Iker Sibas HaChiyuv, and the maisa that he did before the object was harmed in the mitzias. Just as long as the object is be'ein, you can't be mechayiv him money because he can bring the object back to the bialim. But if the object was damaged and he can't bring it back, you're mechayiv him bedamav because of the maisa that he did that it causes the hezek. Or maybe the ikar sibas achiyuv is on the hezek that was done in the chayfetz. And just mitnai achiyuv that the nezik should be al day maisav and it shouldn't be automatic or al day koroma. If you say the ikar achiyuv is on his maisav, adai sharishon kfar nitzchayiv b'shar shezorak. If you say that the ikar achiyuv is on his maisav, so the second somebody throws a kli that's going to break, he's chayiv because he did the maisav. And therefore you can't be mechayiv the other guy who was shever b'makel because man is svira sover. He broke a broken kli. But if you say that the yisod of the chiyuv is that the object was damaged by his maisa, so the object was damaged al yedei makel. So the zorek is potter and the breaker is chayiv, the guy who broke it on the bottom. So Rava wasn't sure about this. Rava didn't know. Whether we are mechayiv the guy who does the maaser, or we mechayiv in the shvira b'foil. Rava was clear. Rava says that you mechayiv on the maaser. Now when the guy breaks it on the bottom, he's off the hook because the guy on the top already broke it because ayidei maaser was broken. Shaila is what the Rava holds, but the Rava was clear that you go after the maaser, not after the breaking b'foil. Rabba holds, basar mekaras lina. You go after the original maisa. The opinion of the Ramban and the Mulchamis at the end of the Perek is that Rabba holds that basar manatovra is lina. And therefore the first guy is potter. He learns differently than Rashi. The Ramban learns that since basar tovra manas lina, the first guy is potter. And Rav is telling us that even though the first guy is potter, because you go after the guy who broke it, we're not mechayev the second guy who broke it, because mana tefira tovar, vein lo yidamin. So basically they're both potter. The guy who threw it is potter, because befoil the guy in the bottom broke it. The guy in bottom is potter, because vein lo yidamin, this object that was about to break, so it was worthless. He broke a worthless object. And he's Tamea and Shitas Rashi, who holds that if we go Basar Tavra Mana, the guy in the bottom is if we go Basar Tavra Mana, the Ramban asks on Rashi that the Rashi seems to hold that if we go Basar Tavra Mana, the guy in the bottom is chayiv. Why does Rashi say the guy in the bottom is potter? Because we both was her meikara, so it was already broken. But if we go baser tavamana, then after the one who broke the cleave, then the guy in the bottom would be potter. So the Ramban doesn't understand Rashi. And the guy in the bottom would be chayiv if we go baser tavamana. And the Ramban doesn't understand Rashi. The kli has no damim. Why would the guy in the bottom be chayiv? The Metzia said, it's no damim, it's not worth anything, it's going to break in a second. And similarly, he brings the Briska Rov in Hilchos Gzeila Ba'aveda in the name of Reb Chaim, who's Tamei and Rashi. Why do we need to come on to the reason of Basar Tavra Mana? Umana Svira Savar. Why do I have to come on to the reason of Basar Meikara? And manasvira sabar, because that's what the Rashi says here. Rashi says, "Alma basar meikara zlina." So we must be going basar meikara, and that's why the guy in the bottom is putter. We pass in bov mitzia 22 that avudah mena mikol adam rachmana shariyeh. So to this clip. If it's lost from everybody, it's mutter, so to this kli that was thrown merosh hagag, since it's oimed li yishaver, ein lecha veid avud gedol mizu. It's a lost object. It's worthless. So therefore, why do we have to come out to baser meikara to pat to the guy in the bottom? Pat to the guy in the bottom because it's worthless. So vudu mimenu mikol adam. Ayin shama shetirets arav mibrisk. We can also ask on Tesfis, the famous Tesfis, that he says that if somebody throws a stone or shoots an arrow at a kli and somebody else comes and smashes it first, the smasher is chayev because he can't say it's already broken. And it's a svara pshuta to be mechalek between somebody who throws a stone at a kli and somebody who throws the kli from the roof. When someone throws the kli from the roof, The guy in the bottom smashes it, so the guy in the bottom is pater. But if somebody throws a rock, even though it's also about to break, throws a rock at a kli, and then somebody smashes it before the rock hits it, he's chayev. And Taisa says it's a svar pshut to be mechalik. Between the cases, why, even though in both cases the kli is about to break, in the case where somebody threw a stone at the kli, or an arrow, shot an arrow, so the guy who smashes it first is chayev, and if it's dropped from the roof, the guy who smashes it in the bottom is pater. Tosis says that it's a svar pshuta l'chalik. But ma pitom that you're going to be mechayev, if Reuven throws a stone at a kli and then Shimon smashes it, he's smashing an avud kli, a kli that's about to be lost, a worthless kli. It's avud menemi koladim. The moment Reuven throws his 88 mile an hour fastball, not that fast, his 96 mile an hour fastball at this kli, it's already a kli avud, it's already lost, it's worthless. So how can you be mechayev the guy who smashes it? Chazon Ish gives a very difficult explanation. Ayin Sham Bava Kam is Simen Yud Aleph Sif Katan Tes. So it would appear Bebirur Shitas Rashi, that Rashi holds that we learn from the Pasuk, that Aveda Sheshot Fanor Vavuda Mikol Odom is mutter, is dafka if the object was nebad memela, or al yedei adam she'enu bal chiyuve. Not that we learn that if the naveda was washed away by the river, lost from everybody, that it's mutter, is dafka if the object was lost by itself, or by a person who's not a bar chiyuve. When the object was lost by a person who's a bar chiyuve, the Torah didn't allow you to take it. Since the ma'abed has a din mazik, and therefore he has to return the object. And therefore the Torah didn't allow you to take the object, even though it's avud mikolad, and that's based on what the Rambam says. In Toin Venitan 5.2, somebody who's chayv for boris b'stech avere, and he tainted that he dug two pits, the owner of the field, and the guy says, no, I only dug one pit. He's not nishba shuas made of a miktsas, because ain't nishba yamalek arkois. And the Ravid says, din tavu l'shalem, it's not a shvua l'karka. He's saying that you owe me money because now my land is worth less. So it's not a shvua l'karka. That's the Raivitz HaSog of the Machan Ephraim. The beginning of Niske Momen explains Shadas HaRambam She'ikar HaTviyah B'chai Gavni He Tviyah L'malei HaSachafiru. It's not. The Yikr Tfiyah is to fill in these pits, to fix the Nezik. He can just patter himself with payment. But the Yikr Tfiyah is to fill in the pits, and therefore it's considered Tfiyah's karka, and the male is no shvur, there's no shvur, it's made of a mix, it's kainish boi malach lakois. If so, since the Mazik has a din to fix the Nezik, and to be meshiv the chayfetz liada bailim, the Torah wasn't. So in other words, we see from their principle that the mazik has to fix what he messed up. So here also, since when a bardas causes the object to be lost, the Torah wasn't mechadish b'chay gavna that it should be mutter l'kol adam lita l'sa'aveda, because this isn't considered a lost object because the na'abed has to restore it. So in Mela, this isn't considered an object that the Torah is matir to the whole world. And that's the machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban, Bav Mitzia 21b, Gabi Zutu Shel Yam Vishluviso Shel Nor. Even though there's a simen Rachmona Shari, Rashi says, Tafilu Basel Yad Moitze Lifne Yeush Mutter. Even though it comes into the hands of the finder before Yeush, it's still Mutter. In other words, there's no head there in such an instance, because there's definitely going to be Yeush. Rather, it's Exeras Hakosu that the Torah is matter to take an Aveda Bechai Gavne. That it's avuda mikol odom, and even if the bailim is tsoiveach, he's screaming that he's not misyayish, the Torah is matir. The Torah writes Tosfos in andavchov beizom with beiz divra maschli suah rebbe the Rambam gzeila va'aveda 11:10 writes hamotzei aveda bezuto shel yam הרי זו של מויצה שנאמר אשר טויבה ממנו ומצוסה מי שעבודו ממנו מצוי אצל כל אדם, יוצא שזו שעבודו ממנו ומכל אדם, שזה ודאי נשיאה איש ממנו. So we see that the Rambam holds that it's not exeris ha-kosov ba'alma, but rather it's midin yeush. That's why it belongs to him, even though we pask in yeush la midas lo evi yeush, in kana mokoim, but the point is we see from the Rambam, שזה by avudu ממנו מכל אדם, שזה ודאי נשיאה איש ממנו. So it appears that Rashi holds, so we see it's a difference there. Rashi holds it's Gzeiras HaKosuv, and Rambam holds it's Mitoras Yeush. So it appears that Rashi holds that we're not coming Midin Yeush, it's Gzeiras HaKosuv, that the Aved is Mutar B'chai Gavna. And therefore, where there's already a Chiyuv, and the Zorek, to be Meshiv, the Chayfetz Labailov, this Gzeiras HaKosuv doesn't apply. That's why Rashi holds that if the person who lost it is obligated to return it, the Gzeiras HaKosuv doesn't apply that anybody could take it. But the Ramban holds like the Rambam, that it's B'Toras Yeush, Midin Yeush. And therefore we don't care that there's a Chiyuv and a Mazik to be Meshiv the Chayfetz. Because Sof Kol Sof, since the Bailam are Messiahish Vadai, Kfar Poka Baal Usam, so there's no more bailus on this object, and the mela, the mazik doesn't have to return dafka this object, and therefore anybody can take it. Okay, there's a lot of arichos in this sugya, and Amir Tashem, we will bring that there, hopefully discuss it more in the future. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.